Kinshasa, Kenshasa, Smith, Smith, 7481. Date of visit today, which is July 28th. This is a 43-year-old woman, married but separated, has two children, used to work for the state school. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. She's blind bilaterally after a gunshot wound to the eye at a young age, period. New paragraph, patient has a history of schizophrenia and hypertension and depression, period. New paragraph, family history, mom and dad are both living, but there's cancer and hypertension and diabetes in the family, period. Allergy, Seroquel, Haldol, COVID immunization, up-to-date surgery, tubal ligation, eye surgery, multiple after a gunshot wound and subsequently left patient blind. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Of course, she's disabled. She used to work for the state school in the past. She has two children that she doesn't see very much. She lives in a group home at this time. Medication, Clonidine, 0.2 BID, Prozac, 20 once a day, Vicodin, PRN for pain, Ambien, 10 milligram at nighttime, Abilify, 10 milligram at bedtime. Exam, 140 over 80, pulse 88, respiration is 18, a febrile, O2 sats 98%, heart pulses, phone pulses, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next for JVD, skin shows no rash, or mucosa with an lesion. Assessment, 43-year-old, delightful, blind, black woman with status post eye injury, secondary to gunshot wound, with hypertension and schizophrenia and depression, who lives in a group home. Patient was evaluated for end-of-life care. Patient has no diagnosis definitely has more than 6 months to live to qualify for palliative or hospice care at this time. She's originally from Hempstead, Texas. So when you start the dictation, 43-year-old woman originally from Hempstead, H-E-M-P-S-T-E-A-D, Texas, married, separated, blah, blah, blah. Okay, thank you.